Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
Monday, it's the CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
I need at least a month to prepare for a debate, not 6 hours.
Actually, it's 4 hours.
Now my watch is broken too.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Max Greenfield, and guest star Wayne Brady.
You gotta fund the schools or graduate fools.
I stole all my lines.
Look, don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, so I don't have a plan.
A new episode of The Neighborhood.
You're gonna have to give them a show.
Monday, 8, 7 Central on CBS.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good morning and welcome to the At Home with Roby show. I am Trent Haston along with Patrick McIsaac. We are your hosts. Patrick, you on here, Bubba?
I'm here, man. I'm here. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Doing, as everybody knows that's been listening to the show the past 6+ months since coronavirus, we've been doing call-ins from our guests. So it's been a blessing because we've been able to have a lot of friends that run businesses and entrepreneurs from all over the world. I would say mostly the Southeast. We're Southeast friend base. But Patrick's calling in on the first segment. He's on his way to the studio. We wanted to get going today. How you doing, man? You on the road?
I am good. I'm not. I just want to clarify. I'm not running late. I ran up to Boone for a meeting and then back to come record and see you, man. See you guys.
That's good. So you coming in? We call it a one-armed paper hanger, huh?
Coming in.
I don't know how PR that is, but one-armed paper hanging is what we say.
Well, I'm moving rapidly through Charlotte, so hopefully we don't get any calls for some driving going up. I might be going a hair above the speed limit, but not too. I'm being safe.
That's good. Well, we have a special guest, top secret. We have Ford Haston with us today. He's been on the show several times. Ford, can you say hello?
Hey, Patrick.
Oh, hey, Patrick, he says. Yeah, I just came back in town this morning and went by the house. Been out of town on business for a couple of days and in the mountains. And Ford wanted to come with me to do the radio show, and you can't tell the boy no.
I mean, no, really. I kind of agree with that. You were up in the mountains, too. I don't know, you know, those who are listening haven't been up there. Man, the leaves are changing. They're starting to fall. It's beautiful right now.
Well, the crazy thing is, I was up there about a week ago, and none of the leaves had changed. And then today, they're all. I mean, I would say we're really close to peak. It seems that way.
Daddy,
I had a meeting for an hour, and I came out with a pile of yellow leaves on my car.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd your meeting go?
The meeting went wonderful. Was up there with our team from the Andrew Roby Mountains Division, Rick Gentry and our new associate Mike and Will Coble. It's just, man, it's such a beautiful office, and I know, you know, we sort of take it for granted, or I take it for granted being able to go up there, but what a beautiful area, what a cool team. It's just a good group. It's really fun to go up there and get to hang out with them for a little while.
No, we're proud of our mountain office. We don't talk about them enough, but yeah, Rick Gentry leads that. He's an East Tennessee guy, been building up there his whole life, and man, he just compliments the Roby brand, our ethos, and our culture very well. So we're proud to have Rick, and the office up there is doing some good stuff, man. It's busy. I'll tell you, man, I've been going to Boone through COVID, and that town and that area has remained busy. I don't know if that's a result of people being more staying more in the mountains? I don't understand, but it's
well. Rick was telling me he was talking to a realtor friend of his, I believe last night, and she says it's a crazy thing. She'll put a house on the market at like 6-7 o'clock in the evening, wake up the next morning with multiple offers above list price.
I mean, the housing market's hot. That's all
there
is to it. And I mean, I don't know if it, you know, I'm not the guru, but I definitely think COVID has done strong things for the housing market in the southeastern U.S. Let's call it that. Seems like there's a lot of folks moving from the west and from the northeast, and they want to be down here with the seasons and the people. I think it's a compliment to our people. I think our economy's strong. I don't know. It's exciting. It really is. But I mean, you hear the same thing at the coast, as Rick's saying in Boone, and I hear the same thing in Charlotte.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like anything that's popped off that you know you see on the market, the signs aren't in the yard for too long. That's for sure. I'm no expert either. I'm more of a observationalist, but yeah, I'm with you. I mean, we got to count our blessings where we have them, and I think a strong housing market, a good economy, is certainly something we can check on the positive side.
No, I agree. Proud to be in the Southeast. Proud to be in Charlotte. So did you drive up this morning?
I did. Yeah.
Wow, you've been on the road. Ford likes to hear "On the Road Again" with Willie Nelson. Isn't that right?
You know, I know you've done this a bunch of times too, but there's nothing better than a road trip. If you get up early enough, and you know, especially like I was coming up on Hickory as the sun was coming up. It's just so pretty. I mean, you have like the dew was coming up. There was a little bit of fog, and the sun popped up. It just, you know, it's going to be a good day when you can see that.
So the question is, do you go 321 when you head up to Boone?
I did. I just, you know, I'm one of those people that I put an address pretty much anywhere I go into my GPS, and I just follow it wherever it takes me. I mean, I got in this argument with my dad a couple days ago. He asked me for directions. I'm like, put it in your phone. Oh, I just want to make sure. I'm like, you know what it'll tell you if there's an accident? You know, you didn't know that and all that stuff. So, it took me 321. That was a long answer.
I love Reagan's dad, but he still has a lot of maps in his car.
I could never fold those jokers.
Like, homie, like, come on, man. GPS is joker. What if my signal goes out? Well, that doesn't happen too much anymore. You heard of 5G?
Yeah.
We're not talking about thousands either, dog. We're talking about Wi-Fi.
We got multiple Gs up in this place.
I don't know. You learn places less because you're not paying as much attention. But a lot of people that go up to the Boone, Linville, Blowing Rock area, you know, they'll go through Morganton, go up 181, I think it is. You lose your signal there. I like to go 321 myself and just not have to think about it. Follow the speed limit and obey Mr. Law. How about that? Well, Patrick, I think you're going to fly in the studio. We have Ab Payne, one of my dear YPO friends out of Mississippi, who's in a number of things. Very, very, very successful entrepreneur. Can't wait to hear what he's up to when we return. You're listening to the At Home with Roby Show.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies.
You took back over my spot.
You had to carry me.
I let us in the first segment.
You carried me. You did a good. I didn't know.
Welcome to the At Home with Roby show.
I was getting ready to start talking, and you just nailed it. Nailed it.
I did good, didn't
I? You did good.
I mean, TJ kept pointing at me three times. Figure eventually you're going to strike out.
Like, what's on my face, man? Something on my face.
Hey, Ab, what's up, man?
How we doing, guys? Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're doing good. Ab hails from Hattiesburg. Hattiesburg, I say that right? I don't know if I ever say it right.
That's right. Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Mississippi.
These guys, man, they got it. They got a crew in YPO Southern 7. They represent pretty well down there.
It seems like most of y'all are Ole Miss guys. Is that am I accurate there? You guys don't really like Mississippi State much.
I'd say that's accurate. Yeah, there's a couple of staters that might take issue with that, but for the most part, and in fact,
cowbells.
Of all the Ole Miss connections in 77 YPO, two-thirds of us were actually Simicais at Ole Miss. So that's a kind of a smaller world within a small world. So interesting there.
Well, everybody listens to the show. We talk a lot about YPO, Young Presidents Organization. That's how I met Ab. We're in the same seven-state chapter, Southern Seven, which is the largest chapter. But Ab, I talk about this all the time. When you're a champion of things and you enjoy life, when you find something that's valuable to you, then you go sell it to your friends, right? And now what you want to do, and you build your team. I think that's
absolutely. So. Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And I think YPO for you and for me and for all of our friends in it. I mean, it's just been a life changing event for us, and kind of something you want to leave better than you found it. Something that makes you better, and so you bring people into it if you can. So it's been really awesome for me, for sure.
So Ab is a leader. Leadership skills. He will be. In about a half a year, three quarters of a year, you'll come in and be the chapter chair, correct?
That's right.
Wait, who's the chapter chair now?
A fellow named Frank Lott.
Yeah, okay.
From Alabama.
That's right. From Mobile, Alabama.
Yep. That's cool.
Great guy.
I was the Mississippi chair for a couple of years, and will be the chapter chair in about a year, and really honored to do that, and so I'm very excited about it.
No, it's great. I think you're an awesome leader, Ab, and I, and Reagan and Jennifer, his wife. We served on a committee a couple years ago on one of our big three trips, and then Ab is also heading up. We had a year postponement, but the Disney trip, which was supposed to happen this June, Ab and Jennifer are the leaders of that.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I like serving people that lead well. Thank you for all that. Now, let's talk about...
Well, thank y'all for doing it. Yeah, Disney's going to be fun. They're cranking back up, and... very excited about it. And for your listeners, most people may not know because of the hiatus that COVID has caused, but 2021 is Disney World's 50th anniversary. And there's a lot happening down there next year. So you ought to look into it.
Yeah, we've had a couple weeks of travel shows.
We did.
And talked a little bit about Disney talked about how you can go get deals now, and it's not
very crowded.
You know,
yeah, that's the thing. Just with the social distancing,
thing. So anyway, so Ab, tell us about we talked about where you went to college. Tell us a little bit about your life and how you got going in your business. And
he's also a Seminole too. We didn't touch on that.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
That's right.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
Well, yeah, I went to Ole Miss, then I went to law and MBA school at Florida State. And it's been a great 4 years there, 3.5 years, and really had some opportunities. But my family business, which I never really set out to join, but was a little home care business based in South Mississippi. And my dad had some health issues really at the time I was needing to make a decision in law school. And, you know, I felt like... you know, it kind of wasn't something I set out to do, but the home health business, which is really, for your listeners, sending nurses and therapists and aides to people's houses. So getting them out of facilities, getting them, to where they live. It just felt like a great business with great demographics, and so, I felt like the industry would grow, and the baby boomers were just becoming 65, so Medicare eligible. And so, kind of started there. And we had four home care locations within an hour of Hattiesburg, including Hattiesburg, and really grew that over the next 15 years to 40 locations across the Southeast. And really, I would say one of the greatest things that we did with a great management team was start our hospice division from scratch in 2004. And, home care is kind of a confusing world of medical equipment and nurses and it can mean a lot of different things, but everyone, I think, understands what hospice is and does, makes you comfortable as you pass away. And most people have had a wonderful experience on hospices. And yep. So that was a great, you know, just a great service line that we had. And really, when we ultimately sold Camellia Home Health and Hospice in 2018, 22 of the 40 locations were hospice locations. So it really became a larger service line than what was how it started. So, but we were five states across the South. We had about 1,500 employees, you know, 40 locations. Really proud of our awards, you know, fastest growing company awards and best places to work awards, like 12 years in a row. And so it was a great experience and just great people. I'm still really close with all of them. And so, exciting.
That's awesome.
And you grew, I mean, with acquisition and organically and through startups. I mean, doing all those things. I mean, what you had to obviously had to learn a lot doing that. Did you find one easier than the other or more challenging than the other?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think just through my youth at the time, I just assumed if you ran a business, you were supposed to grow a business. And so we just kind of set out to start growing and would take the regulatory rules as each state allowed. And so some of those kind of forced us to make acquisitions and some allowed startups from scratch. I would say we did many acquisitions of mom and pop businesses, of which we were a mom and pop. And so that was just awesome. And so many people that are just some of my closest friends today were the mom and pop businesses that we ultimately bought. And many of them stayed on and worked with us, and their family of employees got to stay with us and all that. I would say you would think that startups would cost less and be kind of less of a headache. But in reality, it never failed. Startups really cost twice as much as we thought they would, and they took two times as long. So I think, in my experience, if you can find really good people and kind of make them realize being part of your larger family umbrella is a great thing, then that's the way to go all day long. So,
Patrick was asking, that was a loaded question, because in the services, Patrick runs our services business. We've done, we've dabbled in acquisition and dabbled in startup
at the same time,
It was unique. And we have a mentor, a consultant, Randy Burris, told Patrick the other day, he said, don't forget what you learn, put it to use in the acquisition. So I think I agree with you. That is awesome. If you can hang tight, I want to take this to what you're doing now, and I know you're doing some opportunity zone investments, and then also doing some tech stuff, kind of diversifying the family portfolio. I'd love to hear about it if you can hang with us for another segment.
Absolutely, would love to. Thanks.
Great. Well, we have Ab Payne with us today. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. Got a full house today. Got Ford Haston in the studio, North Carolina shirt and all, and mask. He's got his mask on.
And Ab's got a Ford as well.
Yeah.
Right, Ab?
That's right. The big dog. Yep. Ford Payne.
The big dog.
9-year-old fourth grader guy.
Man. We named Ford after Ab's son, as well as Brent Beeson, one of my dear YPO friends, just lost his dog of 13 years named Ford.
Man, I didn't know that.
About a month ago.
Cool.
Ab, you don't have a kid named Major, do you?
I don't.
But they're that old Trent just got. Sorry, I like cheesy jokes, man.
Yeah. Major Payne.
I got a kid named Duke. I don't know.
Yeah.
Duke Payne. I like that.
Maybe, yeah.
What'd you say, Ford?
Ford's hanging out in the studio with us today, Ab. So,
all right. Hey, buddy.
He wanted to roll. So you exited your family, let's call it 35 plus 40 year business, in 2018.
40 locations.
And now, now you have a family portfolio of businesses. I know one of the areas that you focus on, you're still in the home, have some home care stuff, and I think you have some nursing facilities and such, assisted living, but also Opportunity Zone, yep. Both on the business and the real estate side. Is that correct?
That's right. It's so really what happened, we exited Camellia. It was just kind of a perfect timing, never really set out. And I am back in the home care business in Tennessee with Abilis Health, statewide, based in Nashville, which is a great, great growing company. And in the infusion business in Mississippi and Louisiana, which is kind of medicine in the vein. And shout out to Infusion Plus for that. But
yeah.
But what happened is right when we sold Camellia, the Congress passed what is known as the Tax Cuts and Job Act, and that created a wrinkle called Opportunity Zones. And Opportunity Zones are this really cool kind of anomaly where both Democrats and Republicans really got behind, and was sponsored by Cory Booker from New Jersey, Senator Cory Booker, and Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina were really the driving force. But it created census tracts of land across the country where if you had capital gain from a sale of an asset like I did, you could invest in these defined locations and get favorable tax treatment. And so what that did was rather than the government having to put, you know, government money into revitalizing this district, it encouraged private investment to do so. And so we took some of the Camellia sale dollars and created an Opportunity Zone fund. And now we're in all kinds of different businesses across the country, really, assisted living, hotels, manufacturing, whole city blocks in Atlanta, just really a diverse portfolio. But it's a great way for you to defer paying capital gains rates, yeah, on a sale of an asset, and then invest in neighborhoods that really need the investment. And if you hold it 10 years, and I think that's a real critical part of the program to help these neighborhoods, but if you hold 10 years and then you sell, that for gain exists then is tax-free on the sale of your investment. So it's almost like this perfect storm of a win-win-win for the neighborhoods that need the investment, the private funds that come so the government doesn't have to, and this real kind of rare bipartisan super push from both parties to get something done for America. And so it's been really fun to research and be a part of it and to go to all these neighborhoods that never had investment before, and they're getting all kinds of great things, and it's super cool.
No, I think it's awesome. We have done two Opportunity Zone redevelopments, or working on them in the Wilkeson Boulevard corridor for those folks from Charlotte. These are for real estate, but also the business there. But you're right. So by investing in these areas that have been chosen all over the country, somewhat need revitalization type areas, you can defer, right, your current capital gains. But like you say, I think the key is you got to keep your investment in that property, in that area, in that community for 10 plus years to really reap the reward. And you're not, you know, developers or what have you can't come in, cherry pick, and you know, pillage and then leave,
yeah,
town. That they're invested. And
yeah, that's right. And they've got to be there. And so it's not this, you know, quick hit wonder,
yeah,
where you just bail on the community after 6 months or a year. You know, you're
right,
invested for 10. The community knows you'll be there for 10 years. So it's really this great thing. And just for your listeners, in the Charlotte area, there's 17 opportunity zones in the Charlotte metro area, 252 in North Carolina.
Dang, boy.
Yeah,
throwing out,
yeah,
some stats on us.
I hear you.
I like it. Yeah, I'm prepared today.
I'm impressed. That's
pretty
impressive.
Is pretty good.
So okay. So we got the opportunity zones. You also, in your family of portfolio companies, you were talking offline. You've started being able to now spread your wings and diversify also into some technology stuff that you thought the folks riding down the road headed to church this morning might want to hear about. So tell us about really a couple technology things you're investing in.
That's right. So the home health business is a wonderful business. It's a big business. It helps a ton of people, but it's not as cool as these tech investments that I've gotten involved in. Two primarily that I think are really interesting that I think your listeners would want to hear. One is called Home Valet, HomeValet, HomeValet.co is the website. A lot of these .coms have now been taken, but basically Home Valet is it's a software as a service, but basically if you get packages delivered to your house, and everybody does, some of those packages, get lost, stolen, misplaced, misdelivered, and the larger the city you're in, the more prone it is to something funny happening with them. And so Home Valet is really a secured box that sits wherever you designate at your house, apartment building, high rise. And any delivery driver has, the app on their phone and or their delivery device. They scan the box opens, they put your packages in it. That happens all day, every day. And then a great addition, is now that grocery delivery is so prevalent.
Yes.
Is, if you have a box that, has the coolant option, which a lot of them do, then, your box knows that your groceries are within 30 minutes of being delivered. It cools itself down. The grocery delivery company puts the groceries in the box, closes the box back. It's locked and sealed and refrigerated, and you're still at work going about your day, and you get home at night and you scan the box with your app and opens up, and your groceries are still ready to go. You never had to go
That's
to the
crazy.
Grocery store.
That's awesome.
It's so crazy. I mean, I remember a couple years ago, somebody said Amazon was going to, or somebody, Walmart was going to start delivering groceries, and I thought that was the most ludicrous thing.
But
I was like, that's so impractical.
But you know what? You said the same thing about text messaging on your phone.
I did.
We both did. But, once you try it, we utilize it, right? You get the 2-hour. But, Ab, you're right. The 2-hour window you get, you are kind of stuck at the house for those couple hours, so we typically do ours on Saturday and Sunday. But what a genius idea with the technology that it knows it's going to cool itself off. That's unbelievable. That's really smart.
Just think about this, too, guys. This is something I learned recently I thought was really, really cool. Grocery delivery services to Trent, just like you thought, I thought, man, that's crazy. There's no way that can be cost efficient for the grocery store or whoever. But most of the deliveries that you'll get might be in the middle of the night when grocery stores are just dead and they're just looking to create revenue streams at odd hours of the day. And if your box cools, you don't care if it comes at 4 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock in the morning. And so it almost creates a 24-hour revenue stream for grocery stores.
Wow.
And it's really a win-win for everybody.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
No, that's awesome.
Home Valet. Say the website one more time.
Yep. Home Valet. .co. HomeValet.
Don't go adding that M. Don't add the M.
And you didn't get to talk about a good job, which is another tech play that you're investing in. So how can people, we run out of time, how can people look you up and learn more about these businesses and all your business lines?
Yep. So goodjob.io, GoodJob. Goodjob.io is a great hiring app. And then if anyone wants to see our portfolio, you can go to painco.net, painco.net. And that has all of our businesses on it.
Well, Ab, man, it's awesome. I know our audience is going to go check you out. So thanks for being here. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. Take two.
What'd you think about that, Patrick? Did I knock your socks off with major pain over here?
Ab pain has it going on. And if you don't know what we're talking about, that's because you just tuned in. You need to go back and listen to the podcast because that was incredible, man. What a great idea. We've had stuff stolen off our porch 3 times.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we live on a major road, right, and sort of in the city. And
I always wonder. We don't get much stolen off our porch where we live. I always wonder. Yeah. I'm like, who? How do you?
I think it's 3 times. You get the delivery notification, and it's always like something that you really want or you're looking forward to, right? And you're like, all right, I'm getting home and get my new Clark Spoon fishing lure, and it's gone.
Really? Bringing up fishing lures now.
I mean, I like fishing lures.
That's good, Patrick. That's good. Ab was awesome.
But amongst many other
and
things.
And also, we're going to give a plug for Major Payne, the movie. Great family movie if you haven't seen it with one of the Wayans brothers. My wife loves it. My kids love it. So go check that out if you want to laugh a little more this afternoon.
We got Ford in the studio, too, if you missed that. Have you seen Major Payne before? Oh, he flicked me. That's you causing some major pain. Yeah.
Patrick said Ab sounds like Matthew McConaughey. All right. Here we go.
He would say, cool.
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey, the guy that used to be real thin-headed.
Like probably, Trent, you used to have an obsession with Matthew McConaughey.
No,
you have, like,
I
the
didn't.
Jacket and all the stuff from
I have a Pioneer
Marshall.
Jacket. No.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
I don't know. That's I need to ask Chris Maynard about that.
All right, so now, so leading up to our annual cornhole pitching for wishes, walking for wishes this year, we dedicate our last segment, I think, for the 10 weeks leading up to it. Am I right about that?
Yeah, yeah.
And we tell a wish story because, my gosh, I mean, the wish granting has to go on. I mean, and also talking to Ab and Ab's leading to Disney. I mean, Make-A-Wish and Disney have such a tight connection, and there's a lot of theme around our big three that's coming up next June. We're gonna have a Make-A-Wish component to it, so it's awesome.
Well, in this year, since we kind of had to pivot, right? We're doing walking for wishes instead of pitching for wishes, and I'm gonna say this quick. We're only gonna be able to do 5 stories, so. Which is our favorite thing to do. So I'm going to jump into this one. And I tell people this, Trent, and you know this. I don't read these beforehand because it gets me emotional every time I read it. So I just read it right off the script here. But these stories are remarkable. And this one is Collier, and I wish to have a truck shaped sensory playhouse. Collier is a 6-year-old little boy who loves all things trucks, trains, and buses. In fact, his favorite parts of the day are riding to preschool in the school bus and sitting in the front yard, waving to all the vehicles that drive by. There is no doubt that Collier is also the favorite part of the day for those who pass by his home. Collier's journey has been one filled with challenges, but these aversions have not stopped his spirit or energy. He was born prematurely and spent over 400 days at Duke Children's Hospital. His lungs did not develop properly, which has led to a lifetime of respiratory complications. Collier's mobility is also limited, and he must utilize a wheelchair or walker to help him move around. Yet he wears the biggest smile, and his joy is contagious. At his wish discovery visit, Collier excitedly introduced himself and quickly memorized the names of his 2 wish granters. There was a clear curiosity in Collier to embrace the moment for every drop it offered. He needed to memorize the names and faces of these volunteers so he could remember the moment forever. After talking, opening gifts, and learning about each other, it was time for Collier to declare his wish. The family had recently started renovating the backyard, and Collier knew exactly what he wanted, an oasis where he could be fully immersed in his favorite things. Collier wished for a truck-shaped playhouse. Who wouldn't want that? I mean, really? His face beamed as plans unfolded, and his mother explained the playhouse would also benefit his physical and sensory needs as he could touch, feel, climb, and slide in the safety of their backyard. Collier's wish was granted in April 2020 during COVID, and the day will be one to remember, not only because of his life-changing wish coming true, but because it was a day of joy and laughter during a time of uncertainty and fear. And the wish came at a perfect time as it allowed Collier and his brother a haven for play at their home, away from the danger of illness in the world. The playset has been put to hours of use since its big reveal. Quote, not only is it fun, said Collier's mom, but it is helping a tremendous amount with his therapies. His therapies have devised special challenges that implement the playset and the sensory toys. Collier's wish is a testament to the emotional and physical transformation that wishes can bring. Wishes are designed to work alongside a child's medical journey and create an experience a child can anticipate, embrace, and then savor. Collier's wish did just this, and we have a feeling it will continue bringing him happiness and play
3 years to come. I mean, talking about touching home, 6 years old.
I'm it.
We got Ford in the studio. Ford's 5, almost 6. I mean, but the medical aspect of what a wish brings to a child and their family and all is great.
Cold chills every time.
So I can't wait to go walk 27 miles Friday, November the 7th. That's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
But we're doing it for these kids. That's we're doing it for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's what we do over here at the Roby Family Company. We hope you enjoyed the show today. Thanks, Ford, for being in the studio. Thanks, Ab Payne, for imparting some awesome happiness and wisdom with us today. Go do the golden rule. Treat the others the way you want to be treated. Thanks for listening. Wow, wow.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.